How do you feel about Rob Ryan's dancing at the Gretna Fest now? Aren't you glad that Jordan Jr. you interrupt? Aren't you glad?
Twice.
What'd you say? Get it in.
You botched it twice.
How do you feel about Rob Ryan's dancing at the Gretna Fest now?
Oh, you botched it three times.
No, I didn't.
It's the Greek Fest.
Oh. It's...
I love you so much, but I think you suck. I think you suck. I think you suck. I think you suck.
What's up, Hoodat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. My drunk scale rating right now, I don't know. I'm going to go with like an L4. Yeah, I've got a cold, and my throat is hoarse, and I'm taking some cough medicine with codeine and then throwing a little alcohol on top of that, so who knows what I'm seeing unicorns.
Oh. Is it the defense.
They certainly aren't seeing anybody worth tackling. Actually, they did tackle better today, but we'll get into that. The question is it time to push the panic button? How do you feel about Rob Ryan's dancing at the Greek Fest now? Aren't you glad that Junior Gillette got his big contract? Isn't the hysteria on Twitter justified, or do you still have faith that Sean Payton can rally the Saints back and be one of those rare 0-2 teams to make the playoffs? For some reason, we all claim that this was one of the best Saints rosters on paper in the history of the organization, but I think we all learned what the good that does you, doesn't it? You got us for an instant reaction recording Sunday night after the Saints lost to the Browns to start the season 0-2. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and try to enjoy the piece of shit show that we're going to put together for you. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
1.5.
Hmm.
Drank earlier during the game, stopped, had some other stuff I had to do. Back.
Yeah, you said you were drinking heavily during the game, and then you were ready to do something violent, so I guess you had to stop to control
yourself.
Yeah,
but then I realized, look, it's already going to suck. Tomorrow's already going to suck. I'm not going to want anything to do with football. Don't want to watch shit, read shit, anything. I don't need to be hungover tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anybody any good.
All right. Damon, welcome to the show. Any number?
No.
Nothing lingering from last night?
I thought I might be a .008 from last night.
And for those of you who don't know, Damon had a wedding that you were in a wedding last night.
Correct.
That wedding is what prevented us, that we'd been planning to go to the Cleveland game for a couple of months. That prevented us all from going to the Cleveland game. So please tell your friends thank you for getting married this weekend and saving us a lot of thousands of dollars and a lot of heartache of trying to having to walk out of that dog pound.
Maybe they win if we're there.
They might have, but don't think that we would be enough to overcome the problems that we're facing on this team right now. Which we'll discuss right now in game recap. So rather than go into the game-by-game, or I should say drive-by-drive that we did last week, I'm just going to open it up here and let you guys just go to town on these fuckers. So the Saints open 3-and-out. I'm not in love with the way that we did this 3rd and 10 on that drive called. We did like a wide receiver screen thrown to Brandon Cooks behind the line of scrimmage. You need 10 yards. You haven't been able to move the ball one. The first two drives, you're -1. But anyway, they do that shit, which is going to end up being a pattern for the beginning first half of the game or throughout the game. Browns come out, answer that. Their first pass of the game is in P. Rob's direction. It's complete. And then that's going to set another pattern that apparently the Browns and what I fear to be every team in the league is going to repeat over the course of the year. But the Saints, I would say this reminded me the most of our regular season game against Seattle, with the way that the Saints were just kind of just lost on both sides of the ball to open the game.
And not just it happens a little more than that. Not just Seattle, but that was a good example of you come out and at the start of the game you just sense like something's just off,
something's off is right. You don't know what
else. They're flat,
And time management issues.
Yeah, that kind of all with me. Sean Payton's never been a great time manager. Come on, we've been bitching about that for years. I don't know if it's the Greenbrier, you know, and they're soft, or if they bought the preseason hype by a lot of people predicting them to be a Super Bowl contender. Well, what we've seen over the last 2 weeks, we ain't no Super Bowl contender, you know. And with me, you know, I can no longer take Sean Payton and his love for throwing the football. With 4 minutes left in the game, we're on Cleveland 36. We threw on 2nd and 7 and 3rd and 5. We had 27 runs for 172 yards, and we line up in a shotgun and take a sack on 3rd down. Are you kidding me? You know, what the fuck? We opened the game with 5 straight passes.
Yeah.
I can't take it. Run the fucking ball. We were averaging 6 yards per carry. And on the final drive, threw it. That's bullshit. We're trying to... Sean Payton has never wanted to run the ball. And I don't care how much lip service he gives to it. Could he give it to us every year? We're going to run the ball more. But you know what? Just like the first field goal, it's 3rd and 1. 3rd and 1. What do? Do we run the ball? Nah, he got to be fancy because Sean Payton is a genius. He's an out-the-box genius, Sean Payton. He has to throw it a yard behind the line of scrimmage to the backup tight end. Yeah! How we lose a yard, we kick a field goal. That's 4 points. You know, I'm tired of the unconventional offense. Yes, it works, but sometimes run the ball. Again, our two most.
Well, it's kind of establish yourself first and then go unconventional, right? I mean, you know, there's a reason why establishing the run is a part of every game plan of every NFL game since as far back as any of us can remember.
Right, goodness forbid teams worry if teams actually worry about us running, you know, then the pass really becomes open.
Yeah, and did we go deep once today?
We didn't, but dude, our receivers were covered. Like Breeze held onto the ball so long, our receivers were not getting open.
You know who did get open later on? Jimmy Graham. I'll tell you what, he had a career day.
Well, thank God somebody came to play.
Yeah,
I mean, Jimmy had a phenomenal game.
Mm-hmm. But again, guys, the run was there.
It was. Look, I agree with you.
Yeah.
The run was there.
You know what?
The run was there, but it, look, in the first half, we should have run more. We didn't. But in the second half, we ran. But we did a lot of passing that converted a lot of play. You know, the offense as a whole played pretty damn good in the second half.
Offense as a whole played right. They made the adjustments they needed to
and
make
fuck, we shouldn't
to
even
win the game.
Bitching. We shouldn't even be bitching about the offense.
You're right.
The offense
I'm glad you said that.
In each game, the offense gave the defense a chance at the end of the game to say, hey, go make a stop, make a play, game over, we win.
Right.
That's it.
Cleveland never should have scored as many points as they did to begin with.
Fucking Cleveland's offense. This ain't what do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do to us? This
right.
is fucking Brian Hoyer and Cleveland. Fucking Cleveland.
At least Johnny Manziel's 0-for-1 against
nobody gives a fuck. The offense came out playing like shit, but they moved the ball. I mean,
yeah, let's get off the offense. You're right.
Right.
Because that's
I mean,
not
again,
the problem.
You know,
that's not the problem.
Right. They're not the reason we lost.
What's the problem?
Oh, bullshit! Bullshit.
What do you mean, bullshit?
Bullshit.
No
bullshit.
Bullshit. You
they're
know, not the reason we lost this game.
Look, it's
come
never,
on, you can't not say that.
It's never one reason. But they sure the fuck.
Oh, I think there's one reason.
I mean, somebody contributed to it heavily. You know?
I think there's one.
You know,
but what'd you say the first time, Damon? You can't spell problem without
P. Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's why we lost. I'm putting this game on him. He single-handedly is responsible for the first 10 points Cleveland scored.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can't put it on. I agree with you, Damon, the point you're making about running the ball. We're running effectively, and we should run. Great. That's a small little trash can fire compared to the fucking Chicago fire that burned an entire city down. That is the defense right now.
It is just can't get a fucking pass rush, can't cover anybody. I mean, just goes to and we mentioned it last week, goes to show you how important Jabari Greer was.
Jabari Greer is so awesome. He's even better than Fletcher Mackel on WDSU already. Let's give a segment to just trashing P-Rob, please. He deserves it.
Oh, does he? I mean, I said here, looking back fondly to the day that we had Jason David, you know? P-Rob makes the Jason David era look like the fucking, Richard Sherman, Darryl Revis, Deion Sanders, you know, era of Saints football. Last year, and I think I heard Bobby say this on the radio after the game, you know, like last year when Sean Payton had seen enough of Charles Brown.
Right.
Look, the P-Rob experiment is over. I've seen enough. P-Rob has to go. Teams literally throw at P-Rob every time.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, just where's P-Rob? I'm just throwing at him. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Keenan Lewis is going to be the best corner in the league because they're never going to throw in his direction. Not because they're afraid of him, but because there's nobody playing on the other side.
Exactly.
That last play with the blown coverage, I'm not saying it's P-Rob's fault, but that last catch where there was blown coverage.
And the hold, I mean.
What's his name? In the hold, which was P-Rob, wasn't it?
And the offside after the missed field goal.
Right, the offside's on the missed field goal. Like, that's the game.
This guy's
that
a
play
fucking
is the game
walking
right
disaster. I'd rather play with 10 guys on the field than have him on the field.
So have you, is your hate from Corey White now switched to P-Rob?
Yes, and in fact, I think my hate for Corey White, it was misplaced. I think P-Rob was so bad, it was making Corey White bad. No, Corey White's just as bad, don't get me wrong. But in fact, there was a good tweet that I retweeted today. It was a picture of just two trash cans on the road, and it was like Patrick Robinson and Corey White standing next to each other. But no, look, I agree. Like, is all right. So here's the question: aside from the fact that like Jean-Baptiste may not be ready, but why is Sean Payton and Rob Ryan sticking with P-Rob? Is it because he was a first round pick, and we just have to, you know, there's this kind of Sean Payton claims it doesn't matter how you got on this team, but sometimes it is. I don't want to admit that I made a bad choice.
I mean, the way I look at it, Champ Bailey must have been hurt for him not to beat. Like, for him to be, at this point, even though Champ's 36, can he really be worse than what P-Rob is?
No.
No. Nobody can be worse than
Damon
P-Rob.
Damon could get in there and play better than P-Rob.
I could play equal. I'm not sure if I'd be better, but I could sure not fucking jump off sides.
Right.
On a critical fucking field goal, you ignorant fuck. If I was if I was Tom Benson, I wouldn't have let P-Rob on that fucking plane. I'd have said, that motherfucker ain't coming back to New Orleans with me. He can get a plane himself. I don't know what's happening, but he's done here.
And why? Is he not coachable? I mean, is
I don't
he
know if he's
not coachable? Because
I don't know. He's just not good.
Right. Is he not? Is it? All right. There's only three options here. Either one, you make it to the NFL. He was good at Florida State. He's either not coachable, so he's never gotten better than when he left college, or the DB's coach is ineffective, and the only reason why the other DBs are good is their raw talent, or he lacks the talent to move up to the next level. Which one? Pick one.
He sucks. That's the answer I'm going with.
I mean, is it that he lacks the...
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Or the mental aptitude.
He has no awareness. Like, he has no awareness of what's going on. Like, so many plays...
Right.
And it, like, look, it's 3rd and 4, okay? So, you know, all they need is a short play, and yet he's playing 5 yards off.
Right.
Like, well, you can see, he's going to go do a little in or a little out, find the seam, and that's it. Like, play on your guy. Like, fuck, that's why we have safeties.
Right. Get beat. But do something. Like you said, come up and play. And I don't know how many times he looks lost and confused.
And now he's got no confidence either. So that's even worse.
Right.
A DB with no confidence, who's already shaky to begin with.
Yeah.
Look how hard he bit on the fucking touchdown play. that what's his name cut on the inside? He took like a little step to the outside.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. Miles Austin faked him out of his shoes, and Miles Austin isn't even fast anymore. Like, fake P-Rob out of his shoes.
Yeah.
Just, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I almost feel bad for the guy.
No, I don't.
No, I don't feel bad for the guy.
No,
look,
fuck him.
You know, Sean Baptiste was
inactive
today. You know, fuck that. Put him in. Let him take his lumps. He couldn't be any worse than watching P-Rob give up completion after completion. After 2 years in the Rob Ryan system, and you don't expect to see the complete and total blown assignments and coverages and gaps we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Things need to change.
He made Corey White look good today.
Right.
But not only just that, but like he was saying, like so many plays where, like on that last play, we blitzed everybody, and yeah, there was the hold, but the two defensive backs on the outside, I think Lewis and White, they both went up for the same receiver. That's why Hawkins was so fucking open.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like just confusion. Just to...
Let's move on to Rob Ryan then, because he's got some of the blame here too. Is his whatever he's trying to do too complicated?
And that was some of the criticism of
in
Dallas, right? And maybe last year he had dumbed it down because of all our injuries, you know, from Vilma and Will Smith. You know, maybe he dumbed it down a little bit to. I don't know. I mean, I'm speculating.
Yeah, because even if he's trying to be complex, and even if he had the guys who could understand it, like the talent that's there, like, and this is the question I had. This is where it does become a coaching issue. Like, Rob Ryan has to recognize that I cannot run this elaborate defense with the personnel that I have. Granted, 10 of these guys, actually, I don't even say 10. Have the skill set, because the defensive line isn't getting the pressure that they got last year.
Well, but that's not like the defensive line's play isn't a scheme or a skill set. Like
your man to man,
your defensive line just your man to man get fucking pressure, and they're
they do stunts and blitzes, and I mean they do. You know, who knows what this guy is doing? I don't know. You know.
But all I know is that we can't get fucking pressure with four anymore, and I don't.
And that contributes.
So we're forced with the massive blitzes, and now you're like, this is the Greg Williams defense. Only way you can get pressure is if you rush seven guys,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happens.
And you need, but the problem, your problem is if you rush seven, then P Rob's on his own over there.
Right, then you're stuck, and what happens.
All right, look, Junior and Cam are MIA on passing plays on defense.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, no, Junior's gotten pressure. He's not getting sacks. He did get the one today. But at least he's the one that's showing up. Cam Jordan is nowhere to be found.
Cam
he's in Miami.
Did deflect the pass today, didn't he? Was it Cam?
Ooh, yay!
I'm trying.
Well, lollipop.
Well, come on. I'm sorry. Your glove got pressure. You know, that's
better than what Jordan got. Jordan got nothing.
Where's the key mix?
He deflected a pass.
The key mix neither.
All right, let me throw this. I wrote a little bit of an editorial here, and then you guys can. Yeah, some of it is a little bit about what we've already talked about, and then some of it might spark a little bit more conversation for you guys. But if you would just bear with me, this is my therapy. I had to write down my feelings, and I want to share them with you.
Just like one of those old Bill Johnson editorials on WWL.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, here we go. What bothers me is this Saints defense looks more like they expect to win just because of the names that are on paper. And I don't feel like that the effort is visible. Sure, it was more visible this week than last with the open field tackling, but there were few moments, frequent moments, when it looked like the defense just couldn't find the intensity or the motivation to try. And I know you're only as strong as your weakest link, something Damon texted to us earlier today, and P-Rob / Corey White are currently the worst cornerbacks in the NFL. But shouldn't the high talent level of the 10 other guys surrounding them compensate just a little? I mean, there were plays where Brian Hoyer didn't even go through his progressions, and he just stared down P-Rob and threw it to the wide receiver and completed the pass. I can even understand a few blown coverages, but it seems like any time P-Rob is on the field, there's a 5-yard gap between him and any of the nearest opposing players. I never thought that I would be the one calling for Corey White, but at this point, I think he's the lesser of two evils. However, we can point at P-Rob as the sole reason this game was lost, and we'd be right. But the D-line is not off the hook. There was very little pressure today and last week, and what scares me most about that is that if a piece-of-shit quarterback like Brian Hoyer can throw all day against us, what do you think is going to happen, as Jason said earlier, when we play against Green Bay and San Francisco and Seattle? I asked at the top of the show if we should press the panic button, but I'm not quite sure what the response would actually be. What are our options? If we can't win with the assembly of players, the, quote, best roster on paper in the history of the Saints, then how can we expect that any change in personnel would help things? Maybe it's not so much the players, and it really is the coaching, which then begs the question, is it a game prep issue, a play calling issue, a talent evaluation issue, an inability to motivate or inspire the players issue, a clouded judgment issue? And if this is any or several of these things, is it Rob Ryan or Sean Payton? And why can't they see this issue or these issues if the legions of fans of the Houdat Nation see it? If there's not a drastic reaction to these last 2 weeks, I'm afraid that we're in for a very disappointing season, and we'll see fans turn against Rob Ryan faster than they fell in love with him, which is something I think I predicted a few months back, but hoped we would never have to experience.
Look, I mean, to answer you, you know, the time to panic,
probably a little bit. Probably a little bit.
Right, because if you're 0-3, you're done. You're done. All right? That's too big of a hole in the beginning of the season to pull yourself out of. Now, the ray of hope I have, you know, is that we still have a bunch of talented players. And Sean Payton, even look, for the last 8 years, you know, he's able to address a problem and fix it. Look at last year with Charles Brown in the St. Louis game. Look, we're much better at that position with Armstead, okay? Boom, I mean, and that was, that just took us through from the first time we played Seattle to the second time we played them last year with Armstead in. Look, there's an 0-2, 1-1, 1-3 team who in week 17 going into the playoffs going to be the hot team, okay? The NFL changes a lot in the next 15 weeks. Somebody who's hot today, they're the 2-0 team today who's going to be done in 8 weeks. They'll be out of it, okay? I mean, the NFL changes and changes quick. We have a good coach. We have a good group of players. But the coach, but they have to do something, like you said. I don't know if it's the Greenbrier. I don't know if it's a big head because all the preseason predictions. If they just think they're going to walk out there, we the Saints and we're going to do this, you know. But we have to change things up. That goes from the players to the coaches. Okay, like we talk, Sean Payton, don't open. Cleveland was begging us to run all day long. Begging us.
It's like they didn't even game plan for it.
No, fuck the run. It don't matter if they run or not. We have to stop their pass. I'm not upset we had a pick six. That was a fluke play. Nobody's fault. It was, you know, Breeze was being hit.
I think you texted too, Jason, like, and I agree. And I think we all agree. Like, that wasn't, like, I could live with that. That was,
you know, again, just if the defense just makes one play, that's it. 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row, all you got to do is make one play. That's it. Could be 2-0 if you make one stop. You get one pick, one sack, one fumble, one whatever. You know?
Cleveland drove 96 yards.
Brian Hoyer drove 96 yards in like 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Brian fucking Hoyer.
So if you're Peyton or Rob Ryan even, like, what do you say to yourself or your coaching staff or your team? Like, what do you say to fix this?
All I can say is we got to get. We got to get better. Obviously.
Well, we have. If I'm Sean Payton, P. Rob, I tell Rob Ryan that P. Rob has to go. P-Rob, again, put Sean Baptiste in. I don't give a fuck. Go, you tell Mickey, get me a corner, get me a starting cornerback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, find a
you
way.
Tell him, fuck, give me a nickel cornerback that I can put in P-Rob's place. It'll be better.
I mean, is
give
there
me
yeah,
a John corner I can put in P-Rob's place. It will be better.
Can Austin Johnson play cornerback?
Can you call Jason? If I'm so Mickey, can you call Jason David and see what he's doing?
What do you
blah, blah, blah.
And look, and I know I've said this today, and the special team didn't have anything to do with today's loss. But my God, I'm tired of them not being special.
I think some of the rule changes in the NFL have eliminated
special
teams. Get a return to the 30.
Right,
you can't. But, we run back to the 17 every time.
Right. We get no contribution from special teams. None whatsoever. And I'm sorry, they're a third of the game. You know, it's called offense, defense, and special teams. And we get
it has been minimized a bit, but it still is an important part.
Yes, it is. It is an important part.
Right, exactly. Like, for us to, you know, we can't even be to, you know, change field position. Like, that's it. Like, you know, especially after the beginning of the game, if we could just get a return and get us back to the 30, 35, at least it changes some kind of momentum. Not just up 17
well,
again. All
right,
coverage because
we have the guys back there to run it. It's the coverage, right?
I don't know what it is. It's just whatever we design sucks.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that we have.
Well, we'll talk more about special teams later in the year. Obviously, that's not the issue today. It's the defense. With the Rob Ryan, you guys still haven't actually said how you feel about the guy. I mean, we were all in love with Rob Ryan. We saw him at Nacho Mama. He was dancing at the Greek Fest. Rob Ryan's the greatest man. I would love to know what the people of New Orleans have to say about it. Are they as forgiving because he's a man of the people now? Or is it, as we predicted, that when problems happen, all of a sudden they're going to turn on him and say, why don't you focus on football?
Well, I mean, look, what we did touch on earlier, his criticisms in Dallas were that his play calling was too exotic.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what happened because, again, our defense looks lost. Is it the scheme or is it they're just too stupid? Or is it a little bit of both? I don't know, and I'm being serious.
The scheme is designed to confuse the offense, but it's actually confusing the defense.
Right.
Anything good out of it, though? Like, David Hawthorne, I'm noticing David Hawthorne, and maybe that's the problem, too. Like, when David Hawthorne's your best guy on defense.
I thought Hawthorne went out.
He did, yeah. He got hurt today and left the game. Now, that was in the second half.
Yeah.
But he made some plays.
He was a significant contributor for 2 weeks now.
It's the lack of pass rush, and it's the shittiness of the second and third cornerbacks. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
It's Corey White led the team in tackles today.
Now, at least we're going to be playing home next week. Maybe that'll change some things, get the crowd behind the defense. I don't know. We need some kind of spark, some kind of something.
And I agree with you. It will. And I thought about that. And the more I think about that, the more that concerns me. I mean, yes, I'm happy for it. But it does beg the question, is this – and have we been, and we're just realizing it years too late, but – are we the kind of team that has to have that emotional high? And we alluded to that in order to win. We alluded to that after we won the Super Bowl. And it's kind of like that thing like where you've been there, so it's hard to get up after that.
Well, are you talking about us or the players?
The players.
No, because we only have 6 or 7 guys left on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. But sometimes
90% of the roster.
But sometimes
not won a
there's
Super Bowl.
This mentality
on
the team, I expect the win to happen for me, so I don't put out for it.
You know, and it's a crying fucking shame that this year, you know, like 6 of our home games are the final 8 weeks, you know, or maybe 5. And I was hoping we'd come out and we could have easily won the last 2 games. We only lost by 5 points. Mm-hmm. And that's 2 road games you've won. But now, a shitty fucking, you know. And how have we become shitty on the road? Here is a team that fucking was better. Sean Payton's Saints from 2006 to 2011 were better on the road than they were at home. What has happened the last, you know, several years?
I don't know. Popeyes.
Or lack of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they always...
I think at this point it might be a part psychological. Well, yeah, it is psychological. Like you just said, they're going to be home and they're going to be up for it because they're home and the crowd. I really do think this is a team that plays up or down to whatever the emotional level is in the stadium for them. I'm not saying that's everything, but I think that's part of it. I think they need our crowd to get up. The Houdat Nation is Saints Viagra.
Doesn't hurt.
Which then supports your point, Jason, early in the show. If we'd have been there, they'd have won. Yeah, if more Saints fans were there to cheer and rally the team, we might have.
No, I mean.
No, nay.
Yeah, I'm trying to make light. I'm trying to make a joke. I'm trying to bring everybody up a little bit. Come on.
No, sir. Didn't like it.
Apparently.
What's hard to like?
No one's in a joking mood after we lose.
Well, you're with two. It's hard to like anything.
Speaking of joke and mood after we lose, that's one thing that pissed me off was seeing Drew Brees laughing it up with Brian Hoyer as they're shaking hands. Like, I'm sorry, but I just don't feel like our quarterback should be smiling and laughing after a game or two games like this. He should have had his grimace on his face and headed straight to the locker room. No more chumming it up with everybody. Get to the fucking locker room and be pissed off that you lost. Show me that you care. And I'm sure you do care, but show me. I don't know. I don't know. It really got to me.
Well,
it made me think of Aaron Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Except he's not Aaron Brooks.
No. No one would be Aaron Brooks in your eyes.
No reason to get mad and pick on the fucking offense. That's just my thought.
You're right. You're right.
You know, like, yes, could we have played better? Sure, but...
Well, I don't want him mad at himself or the offense. I just want him mad that we fucking lost.
Well, he is mad that he lost, okay? If he was lapping it up with Hoyer for 2 minutes, you know, who gives a shit?
No, I'm a...
We all know how competitive that motherfucker is. You can damn guarantee he's pissed that he lost.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, you know what?
I don't need to worry about his passion or his desire for winning.
Right.
Look, y'all saw Sean Payton yelling at Rob Ryan on the sideline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just, stupid mistakes.
Stupid mistakes, that's coaching.
It's the fucking
right?
Greenbrier, man. Fuck the Greenbrier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's coaching. I guess, well, you know.
It's just
but look, I hope Sean Payton's on the phone right now with Bill Parcells.
Or Champ Bailey.
Well, maybe it's a conference call. Maybe it's both. What's the issue with Champ Bailey? Was it injury prone or just didn't feel like he was good enough?
I think it was injury. I don't know. I wasn't at practice.
You would think it would have had to be an injury. Like, he can't be this. If he was healthy, he can't be this bad.
Mickey Loomis better be on the waiver wire looking at practice squads, looking at.
Yeah.
You know. Now, quarterback is unfortunately kind of like quarterback in this league. You know, you need 64 of them, at least cornerbacks, you know, one on each side, and there's not even 64 starting corners.
Well, and that's why it's a passing league, or part of the reason why. But let me jump on it because now we're starting to repeat ourselves. So I'm going to jump ahead to that. The only other thing I was going to throw out there because it's still related is Twitter went crazy after the game. And what? I'm sorry.
Mike got in a fight with P-Rot, with Kyrie.
Oh, did he? On Twitter? I missed that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Kyrie called Mike a fake fan.
Oh!
Kyrie Robinson?
Yeah, called Mike. Because Mike, I don't know, he said something. And then Kyrie tweeted back about Mike being a fake fan.
But all right, so actually, that is my point. That I know fans are upset about the loss, and I know a lot of that is driven by fear, really, that they're fearful that this is it, the season's lost already, and that usually fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, and there's...
Hate leads to the dark
side.
And yes, what I saw after the game was a lot of people who I know are true Saints fans just totally turn on the team. And maybe it's because I didn't drink and the alcohol wasn't flowing through me. But I was just like, no. And, I mean, I'm not calling Neil out. And, Neil, this wasn't meant directed to you, but Neil tweeted to us.
He mentioned you by name.
I know, right? But, you know, even Neil, I think more it was more a joke and whatever, but, like, he tweeted a picture of bags, you know, with the bag. Is it too soon? And, like, yeah, it is too soon. Like, this is Sean Payton and Drew Brees still are on this team. The first people to win a Super Bowl for this organization. And I know Neil was joking, and that's the case, and I'm not talking about Neil on this, but I saw a lot of people just tweet out, like, really mean, hateful, spiteful things about the Saints. Like, are you a fucking fan? And Kyrie's right. Are you a fucking fan or not?
Well,
a fan
on,
means you support the team.
Hold on. Everybody's wrong in this situation. That's why Twitter's a piece of shit. Okay? Because it's that instant reaction.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't, you know, and we were all angry. I wanted to kick Sean Payton in the nuts. Okay, if I could have got to, all right? Just to make me feel better, because I was so fucking angry. This team shouldn't have lost to fucking Cleveland, and we shouldn't be 0-2. Atlanta hurt, but Atlanta's a good team, I guess. But after Cincinnati whooped their ass today, I don't know. But that Twitter, that instant reaction, you're angry, and you say, you're in a fight with your old lady, and you say something you shouldn't, you know, in the heat of the moment.
Kind
of
like punching her in the elevator?
No, you didn't say no, that was nonverbal communication. Twitter is definitely verbal communication, at least, you know.
But to me, a lot of it is just because the expectations on this team were Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah,
the expectations were like we are the best team in the league. We're confident, we got this, we can beat anybody, and then to go to 0-2, it's just, you know, you're running 60 miles an hour and just nope, wall of bricks. Just like boom, from 13-3, number one seed, Super Bowl contenders, now you're 0-2 and you're just like, what the fuck happened? Just
yeah.
Like that. Just knocks you back.
But it doesn't mean to call players or the team or whatever the things that we're saying to them, unless they're P-Rob, he deserves it.
Well, P-Rob deserves everything.
Right. But you don't turn on the team, and that's what Twitter – you're right, Damon. Like,
are we really turning on the team, though? We're venting our frustrations, but
yes,
we're not turning on the team.
Yes, don't say shit like that. It's okay to be upset and to be sad, but don't, like – there were people like telling Sean Payton, and I'm going to exaggerate here, but basically telling Payton to fucking kill himself. That he's a piece of shit. Are you fucking kidding me? He's the best coach in the history of this fucking team. They're 0-2. Calm the fuck down, everybody.
Well, again, that's why I think most of these players don't really read their Twitters. I mean,
thank God.
At least not on game day. I mean, it's
have you ever seen? And if you haven't, go to YouTube and catch it. Jimmy Kimmel's
mean tweet.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious. You know. This country, there's a lot of internet tough guys and just mean people saying stuff you shouldn't say in a decent society.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating, you know, 0-2 is fucking frustrating.
It is frustrating.
It's completely a place where we did not expect to be at all.
Like I said, look, 8 days. From 8 days, I went from, I can't wait to see this start tomorrow, Super Bowl! Who are we going to get with the fifth pick?
I see what you did there.
Obviously, right. It's not that bad, but I get what you're saying.
I don't know. Right now, yes, right now we have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, well, that's what people say. Oh, 8-8. This is season's 8-8. 8-8. 8-8. That's what everybody's saying. 8-8.
Well, the last time we went 8-8, we won the Super Bowl the following year. Hmm. If you look at it that way.
Well, nobody wanted to wait. I think that's the problem. Our window of opportunity. Nobody's. Our senses of humor are thrown off today, but. That, I think, is part of why people are reacting the way they are. And it goes back, like I said, it's the fear, it's the anger that we felt like this was the expectation that was set, and now that it's not happening the way that we pre-wrote the story, people are turning on the team. No, you support your team. That's what a fan does. A fan supports the team. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm upset you lost. Yeah, we should cut P-Rob. But everybody else, like, calm down. Like, even you, Damon, I'll point the finger, like, talking about Sean Payton and his play calling. Like, yeah, we can Monday morning quarterback and all that, an armchair quarterback or whatever you want to call it. But, dude, we have said time and time again, as long as he's our coach and Breeze is our quarterback, we have a shot. We have a shot. So dispense with – I'm just making an appeal to everybody on Twitter to dispense with the negativity and let's support our team. Falcons fans. We're not Browns fans. We're Saints fans. We support our fucking team.
Remember, wait a second.
We used to go meet them at the airport after a loss to show them that we still care?
I'm sure people went out there tonight, and I thought about going out there last week. But
yeah,
look,
but you were just
going
to throw eggs at P-Rob.
Well, this is true. I wanted
which,
to make a
which,
sign.
Hey, it's,
P-Rob
it's probably, to... probably deserve it. Yeah. Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, look, Twitter, you don't say anything ugly, but if you say something constructive, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. These people, look, I'm going to see the ticket, okay? I pay very good money to go sit there and watch this crap. Now, I know none of these have been in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sean Payton likes to play everything close to the vest, but I think we deserve some kind of explanation this week. Our heads deserve to roll. This is because this is bullshit.
I think that's constructive comment right there.
Most of the people on Twitter are idiots. Jason, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yep.
I see what you did there.
Hey, I can be an idiot. I'm not gonna.
I'm just glad you didn't. I'm just glad you didn't go after me this time. Therefore, I will support you, Damon. It's better to be on his good side, folks.
For now.
Sorry. No dumping in the lake.
Fine. I will put my yard trimmings in a car compactor.
Okay, so yeah. So this was a extra long and special, and I think warranted, show of just game reaction that we're going to throw out there early enough because, again, I think if we were to publish this reaction on Thursday, cooler heads will have prevailed. And then we would sound
like dickheads.
Your dick.
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 The two of you are the most annoying dicks in Canada.
Fuck Canada.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, guy. He's not your guy, friend! I'm not your friend, buddy! We're not your buddies, guy! I'm not your guy, friend!
For that reason, that's why we're breaking the show up into two episodes this week. But for now, don't forget to check your iTunes or the website later in the week for NFL Reach Around, Saints headlines. Hopefully there's a headline that we have a new cornerback. And pick'ems and game preview. So we have another full show coming at you later this week. But for now, that's all we got for you. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week, telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Search for Dome Patrol podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Super Bowl donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Stand tall. Voices that care are crying out loud. And when you close your eyes tonight, feel in your heart how our love burns bright. Hurry home. I'm not here.
strong. That's why we're all here and singing along.